Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 37. Wade inserted the blade of his knife between the dried, faded sealing wax and the thick paper. He lifted the seal from the fold without breaking it. It came easy from the paper. He unfolded the letter delicately and began reading, but was quickly frustrated by the style of handwriting and use of archaic script. It was written in English, but not modern English, Elizabethan English. His concentration was suddenly disturbed by the sound of someone entering the church from the front side passageway. At once, Wade was on the alert, but nevertheless took the seconds needed to quickly scan the letter with his phone and send it off to Denari's language expert, Andalusia. Upon hearing someone enter, Julia had folded the gown and placed it back in its container with care. She had lifted herself slightly and now knelt down next to Wade, who tried to identify the intruder in the somber light of the sanctuary.
"It's probably just the old woman," Julia thought.
But Wade saw someone else. A man, a tall man, walking cautiously towards them with something in his hand. Wade turned to Julia and gave her the sign for quiescence. He then refocused on the person slowly heading towards the chancel. It was him. It was their attacker. And this time there was no confusion. He was clearly brandishing a gun. Wade mimed his plan to Julia. At his signal, she would move in one direction and he in another, thereby creating confusion with their synchronized opposite movements. Comprehending the danger, Julia became conscious of a rapid thudding sound echoing in her ears, the beating of her heart. Sensing the proximity of the attacker, Wade risked one last look at his location. The shadowy figure was close, very close, and getting closer. The attacker stopped in front of the graves and pointed his weapon of choice in various directions, as if using the revolver for a flashlight. Wade heard him shuffle like quiet thunder. Then, his enemy disrespectfully walked over the tomb slab of England's greatest poet towards the sarcophagus that, unbeknownst to him, hid his prey. Wade could hear each step the man took with clarity and precision, enabling him to calculate the exact moment he would give the signal to disperse. Feeling the time was just about right, Wade looked at Julia. Their eyes met. He gave her three short nods and shouted, "Go!" Julia went one way with the box and Wade another. The attacker was blindsided by the commotion but did not discharge his weapon. Although the natural light filtering through the opulent windows was dimming rapidly, the sunset still provided enough glow to allow for circulation within the medieval stone edifice. Recomposed, the attacker followed Julia to the altar. She had chosen it as her shield. Seeing her trapped, Wade turned back and advanced towards the man and shone his powerful phone lamp directly into his eyes. The concentrated beam of light was just enough to distract their attacker and cause him to lift his hand as a shield. He stumbled back, allowing Julia the seconds needed to remove herself from the altar's protection and run, box in hand, towards the front of the church, away from danger. Wade did not do the same. Instead, he remained close to his foe, clutching an improvised weapon, waiting for his chance. Regaining his balance and vision, the man and his revolver advanced precipitously forward towards the bard's grave. He stopped, surveyed his surroundings. From the corner of his eye, he sensed, then saw, rapid movement coming from the direction of the monument. A massive collision followed. A violent blow to his face, head, and skull. He was thrown by the impact onto the hard floor and lost consciousness. The firm grasp he had on his weapon finally loosed. Wade scooped up the gun and stood over his attacker, pointing the retrieved revolver with one hand and holding a blood-stained wooden ladder in the other. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.